Ezra chapter 10. While Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and throwing himself down before the temple of God, there was a great gathering of men, women, and children with him from Israel. The people wept bitterly. Shechaniah, the son of Yehiel, one of the descendants of Elam, addressed Ezra. "We have been unfaithful to our God, and have married foreign women from the peoples of the land. But even now there is hope for Israel in spite of this issue. Therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives with their children, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God. Let it be done according to the law. Get up, for the issue is yours to deal with, and we will be with you. Be strong and do it." Then Ezra got up and made leaders of the priests and Levites, and all Israel swear that they would do as they had proposed. So they all swore to it. Then Ezra got up from before the temple of God and went into the room of Jehonahad, the son of Eliashiv. While there, he did not eat or drink water, because he was grieving over the unfaithfulness of the exiles. They made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the exiles that they should assemble themselves at Jerusalem. Whoever did not come within 3 days, all his property would be forfeited according to the counsel of the officials and the elders, and he himself would be banned from the assembly of the exiles. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin assembled at Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 20th day of the 9th month, and all the people sat in the open square before the temple of God, trembling because of this matter and because it was raining hard. Ezra the priest stood up and said, "You have been unfaithful and have married foreign women, and so increased the guilt of Israel. Now therefore make confession to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the foreign wives." Then all the assembly answered with a loud voice, "Yes, we must do what you have told us to do. But the people are many, and it is a rainy season, and we are not able to stand outside. This is not a situation that can be resolved in a day or two, for we have sinned greatly in this matter. Let our leaders represent the entire assembly. Let everyone who has married a foreign woman in our cities come at the appointed times, and with them the elders and the judges of every town, until the fierce wrath of our God, because of this issue, is turned away from us. Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jazeiah, the son of Tikvah, opposed this solution, supported by Meshulam and Shabbatai, the Levite. So the returned exiles did this. Ezra the priest selected certain family leaders according to their families, each of them designated by their name. These were set apart, and they sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. On the first day of the 1st month, they finished dealing with all the men who had married foreign women. Among the sons of the priests there were found those who had married foreign women, from the descendants of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, Eleazar, Yariv, and Gedaliah. They promised that they would put away their wives, and their guilt offering was a ram of the flock for their guilt. From the descendants of Immer, Hanani, and Zebadiah. From the descendants of Harim, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. From the descendants of Pashur, Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nathanael, Jozabad, and Elasa. From the Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Keliah, that is, Kelita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. From the singers, Eliashiv. From the gatekeepers, Shalum, Telem, and Uri. From Israel, from the descendants of Parosh, Ramiah, Isaiah, Malkiah, Miyamin, Eleazar, Melchiah, and Benaiah. From the descendants of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, Yehiel, Avdi, Jeremot, and Elijah. From the descendants of Satu, Elioenai, Eliashiv, Mataniah, Jeremot, Zabad, and Azizah. From the descendants of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athlai. From the descendants of Bani, Meshulam, Maluk, Adaniah, Adiah, Jeshub, Sheal, and Jeremot. From the descendants of Pahath-Moab, Adna, Kelal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mataniah, Betzalel, Benui, and Manasseh. From the descendants of Harim, Eleazar, Ishiah, Malkiah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. From the descendants of Hashum, Matanai, Matata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. From the descendants of Bani, Maadai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bedeah, Keluhi, Benaiah, Meremot, Eliashiv, Mataniah, Matanai, and Jaasu. From the descendants of Banui, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Machnadebai, Shashai, Sharai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalum, Amariah, and Joseph. From the descendants of Nebo, Ye'iel, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zebina, Jadai, Joel, and Benaiah. All these had married foreign wives, and some of them also had children by these women.